coming into town, there was a red bar and every other board, every other one of the big vertical boards was white. Red one and a white one and a red one and a white one. Looked like Pennsylvania.
Born in Shattuck?
Yeah.
My gosh, it's been long since I've been over there. What side of the road was it on?
North. I think it was Shattuck. I'm pretty sure it was. I was pretty well lost back then. I didn't know how to get into the town.
Well, it's kind of hard because the highway goes out around this way and go down the main part of town this way.
What do you call the part of the head of a hog that always down around the cheeks and the jaw and that part, the meat around there?
Oh, jowl.
Is this used for anything?
Yes, it was always cured with bacon or sliced.
That's pretty choice, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is. I don't like it as well as bacon.
I don't know. Yeah, food's right. What would you call milk when it's just beginning to turn sour?
Blinky.
Blinky, and then when it's gone a stage farther and it's sort of heavy?
Clever.
And when you take milk and boil it until curds begin to form and then collect these curds and let them drain?
Cottage cheese.
What would you call a pie sort of thing made out of fruit that's cooked in a dish, well, maybe that deep?
Or a cobbler.
Uh-huh. And do you put anything on cobbler when you eat it?
Well, I like cream and milk.
Is this ever mixed with spices or eggs or anything?
You mean preparing it or?
Yeah.
Yes, there'd be spices in it, for sure, and I think eggs too, probably.
And then what is it called when this is done to it?
You lost me there. Huh?
Your silent partner over here is not having a bet here, is she? See, that's certainly pretty material.
Thank you.
That's nice. Maybe you'll have a bread pudding or something, or a rice pudding.
Yes.
Put on that.
What did I put on it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I like milk on it.
Milk again, huh?
Yes.
You're not going to have any sauce no matter what I say. Is sauce something?
We never eat it that way here at home, or very seldom anyway.
Uh-huh. Do you use sauce on things much?
Oh, on some things, not a lot, though.
Hey, what's this, Daddy?
Should I get this one? All right. What do you call meat and bread and cereals and things like that?
Staples?
Uh-huh. We didn't get it, did we? How about food that you eat between meals?
Well, those are snacks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And what did you do about 10 minutes after 6 tonight?
10 minutes after 6?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was just coming in and I expect I was taking off some excess clothing.
All right. 15 after 6?
I was getting ready to eat supper.
Uh-huh. And then what did you do at 20 after 6?
Well, I was hard at it then.
What's the first thing your wife does in the morning when she comes in the kitchen?
Fix breakfast.
Oh, let's see. I have the coffee pot on. She usually starts cooking bacon or cereal.
What's the first thing you do when you come in the kitchen?
Well, I put the coffee pot on. Light a cigarette. Sometimes vice versa.
If I were thirsty, what would you offer me?
I'd offer you a drink of water.
Uh-huh. From what?
From, you mean container?
Uh-huh.
From the glass.
Uh-huh. That's a rather screwy question. I wondered if a tumbler was common around here. This would be pretty old, I imagine.
Give him the next one.
And if I dropped the glass and it went into 100 pieces, you'd say, now it's...